war has started. And we are hopelessly outgunned.
This is nothing we were ever trained for.
What do?
We get ready. There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people. So when we needed them, they could fight the battles that we never could. It's called
Elite Four Podcast.
All right, well, this is going to be a bit of a weird improvised podcast then. I am your host, Iron Man. Who else do we have us today?
Wait, I was not prepared for this.
I'm Reno.
So No, he's not. Look, I've got to say this, guys, that it's our biggest well-kept secret. But it is well known that Mystery Dude, our Reno, is not Tony Sparks in real life.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Tony Stark.
I'm a Pokemon. I'm Trainer Red today.
Awesome.
Fuck you guys.
Trainer
Red's
perspective
Red.
On Marvel. Awesome.
No. Trainer Red's perspective on everything is fuck everything I've got. Suck my dick.
Fuck everything. I'm going to chill on top of Mount Silver. Freeze to death.
Wow. Yes, and I'm going to, you know, train, like, level 1,000 Pokemon to just rape your face.
As if you didn't have a hard enough time getting here.
Anyway, yes.
And then I'll use Sacred Ash to restore all of them when you finally, you know, get somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, so I am Niall the Bweezil, of course, once again.
Yep.
No, you're not.
I'll be who I want to be, shut up.
No, you're not. You're Niall the Zerg, because you like real-time strategies.
Works for me, those are
so does that, hey, Ziggling, okay. Does that make you a Terran?
What's a Terran? I don't play real time.
A Terran is the race that requires the least
strategy.
Real-time
strategy games.
It's the
you would know that because you play in RTSs.
Oh dear lord. I can't win with this guy.
I think we went off track.
Yeah, kind of.
Didn't take
right.
doesn't take us long.
Yeah. We are the Elite Four Podcast, everybody. Welcome, Internet, to a bit of a weird sort of impromptu episode. As you probably know, if you haven't been living under a rock, the Avengers movie is going to be coming out soon. I just found out in some places sooner than others. Rage. No spoilers, Broggles, as you're going to see it next week.
Okay.
How's he supposed to give a spoiler in this if he's going to see it next
point.
Week?
Time travel.
Amazing.
Don't you guys
friends with the Doctor, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are British. I thought you all had time travel. Is that a normal thing over there? Was I totally wrong?
No, the
with
thing
this?
Is, we can only travel back in time to 11 o'clock to have our tea. And
oh right,
yeah.
The 11 Z's, right?
Yeah. 11 Z's.
Hey up.
Yeah. But is that only in certain districts of England? Like, I mean, I know there's certain states. Like, there's the Shire, and then there's Diagon Alley, and then.
The Shire. What?
Those are all districts of England, right?
Oh my!
That's the first time I've ever heard.
Like you missed out on the bit of you know where the hills are alive.
Okay. Yeah.
We can't do it during those periods.
Right. And Narnia. Yeah, you've been there, right?
I don't know, man. I'm not exactly in the closet.
Oh, nice.
Yo-ho. And that is the sound of our PG-13 rating going out the window.
I'm not sure if that's particularly breaking of the PG-13 rating, is it?
No,
the
peak that you mentioned earlier, that was breaking the PG rating.
Oh, okay.
So it's about 7
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think that's a record.
I actually have a sound effect for that if I can get it set up by the time this podcast is over.
Well, too late for that now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, by the
Anyways,
way, at the end.
So Niall,
unprofessionalism.
Yeah,
sorry.
Niall, you're a little unfamiliar with what exactly a Marvel comic is, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I know a few Marvel characters. I know the Hulk and Spider-Man. And
well, I think what we need to is to get you to sit down and watch the entire Marvel, I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC series, and then you will know exactly who they all are, and you will love it forever.
I don't know, I mean, I've never...
You are genuinely going to make me sit down and watch all the Marvel movies.
Well,
I'm a Marvel versus DC, I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC YouTube series, it's better.
I don't know, I've just never really liked, I've never been a big fan of superhero movies. Maybe it's because I'm just not a big fan of the goody... I've been told that because I'm not a big fan of the kind of goody-goody save-everyone-because-I-can hero, that I'd quite like Iron Man.
Yes.
I've been told that he's very
I think my problem with superhero movies is that I tend to enjoy good movies.
And for once, me and Six agree. And I think that...
All right.
I mean, considering the amount of rage that a lot of superhero movies generate from the... superhero in question's fan base, a lot of them are subpar in comparison to the comic books.
Well, it depends on which ones we're looking at here. Okay, which ones have you actually seen? Like, of the recent...
I've seen all of the Spider-Man movies. I've seen the Incredible Hulk movie. Batman's DC, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Awkward.
But you've seen The Dark Knight? And
I've seen
Batman
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Batman Begins. I didn't care enough.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, I've seen all the ones that are leading up to the Avengers, which is Hulk... The Incredible Hulk, because there was two Hulk movies. One was the Ang Lee Hulk movie, which was pretty much terrible. And then
it was terrible.
Yeah. And then there's the one that had Edward Norton, which was the Incredible Hulk. And that was one that was actually made by Marvel Studio. So to just fill you guys in, listeners and podcasters too, a little bit of the background. For the longest time, Marvel didn't actually have their own production studio for movies. And I think it was 2005, 2006... somewhere around there, shortly before the Incredible Hulk came out, because that was the first one, if I'm not mistaken. They acquired their own film studio, and they started making their own franchise movies. And Six is already bored. Yes,
losing the will to live
this
here.
Is the
yeah.
This is the sound of my fucks being given.
Yeah,
wait,
but
so
yeah,
so you're giving fucks. Surely
you're right.
You meant to say
I should not be giving fucks.
Yeah, surely you meant to say the other. That's like it's kind of like when Americans say I could care less. No, you couldn't care less. God damn it, people.
I could care a lot less about Japan, to be honest.
Yeah, but basically once they got their own studio, they started making their own movies and all that. So like the Spider-Man movies were made by Sony. The X-Men films have been made by Fox, and that's why there's
an X-Men film.
Every 2 years.
They've been made by Sony?
But I mean,
if
they were made by Sony, I mean, they had the Marvel brand thing on it, so I assume Marvel had to sign off and say, yeah,
they,
that sounds good.
They licensed it, yeah. They licensed it, but Sony's the one that actually made it. So, let's see.
Sony make TVs and nothing else.
No, well, actually, Sony owns most of Hollywood. If you look at any given studio, pretty much... if you look at the credits, it'll say Sony Entertainment underneath, because they basically own all of Hollywood.
Goddamn monopolies. I hate them. It's as bad as when you find out that Coca-Cola owns pretty much every single soft drink company. It's kind of depressing.
And Santa. This is true. Coca-Cola
I don't think
we're
against that.
Santa. The Coca-Cola company owns the rights to Father Christmas and Saint Nicholas.
Oh,
you
okay.
That's depressing.
So,
that's depressing.
So in other words, they are ruining dreams for little children everywhere
by destroying their teeth.
By destroying their teeth. Yes.
But at least they get money from
Santa
the tooth fairy.
And by advertising
to town
to them.
With a sledgehammer to knock into children's mouths.
Wow.
Well, we just got Sixy to sing on his own, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that's an achievement.
I think this is the first podcast I've been in where I haven't been drunk, so that's really surprising.
We can close out this podcast now on a high note because
Sixy sang.
No, I tend to sing with a low note.
Yes.
He tried to do a Barry White.
All right, so let's just go and say who is your favorite Avenger if you have one? Bruggles. You start us off.
Who is your favorite Avenger? So there's what? Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk,
Thor,
that woman, whatever
Hawkeye.
Her name is.
Yeah.
Hawkeye. I haven't really seen anything of Hawkeye, though I do like bow and arrow. So yeah. I'd say Iron Man. Because he's I don't give a fuck. Just, I do what I want.
Well, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is, you know, so excellent as Iron Man. Just, he personifies that character so well,
yep,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Now,
I think, judging from what I've heard about it, they should really have gotten Charlie Sheen to do it.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I think he would be more harmful than Iron Man, as Iron Man, than beneficial, honestly. And of course, you have Nick Fury with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nick Fury with an eye patch. I mean, what can you say about Samuel L. Jackson? He is literally in absolutely everything now, really. Like, he's even got himself in freaking Star Wars.
Morgan Freeman's about to die, so they have to replace him with someone.
Don't say
Samuel
that.
Samuel
L.
Jackson.
The day Morgan Freeman dies is just... Oh, God. I'm not looking forward to that day.
I might as well just kill myself.
The world is the worst place when Morgan Freeman dies.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't have God... When he dies, God dies.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the case.
Oh, snap.
Black Widow, that's her name.
Black Widow,
sorry,
okay.
The other Avenger, yes. Name slipped my mind. But yes, no, we cannot lose Morgan Freeman this early. It's far too soon.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of a bit... dubious about what's meant to be the big bad in
I think it's Loki, isn't it?
It looks like it's going to be Loki, which is pretty awesome because I don't know if you, did you actually
Loki
even see Thor, did you?
Oh shit, I thought it was Buzz Lightyear.
Thor, Loki as in the actual Loki from Norse legend, Thor's main nemesis.
I don't think... Is Loki really the main nemesis of Thor? I thought Loki was kind of a trickster, kind of.
Well, he's one of the main antagonists of Thor. I mean, he's...
Well, Loki...
He's basically
Loki,
the Norse version
Loki
of the devil.
Is, meant to be like a jester and stuff, but he's in other stuff as well. The guy called Loki, he's not the same person.
Fair enough. The whole reason I was into The Dark Knight was because I heard that Heath Ledger did a stunning... performance of the Joker, and
he did
I agree, and as a character I love the Joker. I mean, I just love this. I've always loved the insane character, the characters that are completely off the wall, dangerously insane.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name's Six, nice to meet you.
I've always loved that character, and to be honest, any superhero movie without that kind of character just doesn't interest me as much.
Okay.
So, I mean, what incentive can you give me to go and see this movie?
Well, it has, it looks like they're coming under attack by, like, some sort of alien invasion, and, it has Tony Stark being, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man being snarky, and, basically pissing off all the other Avengers.
Sounds like Mass Effect. Sounds like basically like me and Mass Effect.
might be. I don't know. And it has Samuel L. Jackson with an eye patch. That should be an incentive enough on its own. I mean, it's Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't know. I mean, the only reason I went to go see Snakes on a Plane was because I heard that there was a microwave in the film with a snake preset, which I found hilarious. I mean, I don't know. Samuel L. Jackson to me just has a long history of being in kind of B movies,
crappy movies. Of course he does, but that's because he's literally in everything.
Well, he's kind of the Black Nick Cage, isn't he?
Yeah,
pretty much. Kind of. Yeah, except I think he has more good movies than Nick Cage.
Yeah, definitely. And he's just a better actor in general.
Yes. Well, I think the problem with Nick Cage is that he's trying to make this role for himself as being like, I don't know, a hardcore action star, but it just doesn't really suit him, you know?
I'm not sure what act part would suit him. Possibly the part of a coma victim.
The part where he's not doing anything.
Yes.
Look at me, I'm such a critic. I could never... I couldn't act half as well as Nick Cage. No.
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, so back to
the Avengers. Sorry. this whole episode is kind of disorganized, yeah, so apparently. It's all good. None of us have really read a lot of the comics or anything like that. I know I haven't read much beyond a few handful of Spider-Man comics.
I haven't read any.
But there's a lot of Marvel content out there, you know, like games and such.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys ever played any of the Marvel games at all?
Oh, yeah, actually, I think I've played The Incredibles on the DS.
Oh, God.
That totally counts. Well, they're basically the Fantastic Four, and that's Marvel, that counts.
Let's not talk about The Incredibles.
Why?
Actually, I've seen The Fantastic Four. So
okay.
I've seen The Fantastic Four. Although I did not.
Well, aside from that movie was horrible.
To be fair.
Yeah, that movie was like gouging your eyes out. So.
I don't think it was that bad, to be honest.
I don't know. I love snarky, sarcastic characters like Tony Stark, but the Human Torch, who was basically meant to be the snarky, sarcastic character, just
the Human Torch, AKA
pissed
Captain
me
America.
Off. I wanted him to die.
Well, he was just a pretty boy as well.
I usually like pretty boys.
Okay, that's kind of true to his character from the comic books, but I don't know, just nothing about that movie was really well executed.
Maybe it's the actor that played him actually, because I've seen him in other movies too, and he just annoyed all.
He's Captain America.
Very, very probable.
Well, there you go.
Wait, did he play? He's the same guy who played Captain America.
Yeah.
Really? No, because he was good in Captain America.
Well, I would not like that. Though.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yep. He is Captain America.
See, I think Denzel Washington played a really interesting role in Man on Fire, in the fact that it was, you know, playing to protect that girl's life, you know, against all these amazing forces, and he's just one man who put himself in such Oh, wait, we're talking about comic books.
Well, interesting fact about that is Batman was in a very similar situation once. No, we're not talking about Batman, he's DC. Even though we all love Batman and he's awesome.
I'm Batman. I hear that there's a rule there's a rule on the internet somewhere that basically says it doesn't matter who the enemy is, what he's fighting, the winner is always Batman.
Yeah. Well, Batman's interesting because he actually has like a whole, like, it's canon that he has a file on every member of the Justice League for how to defeat them just in case they turn evil. That is how badass Batman is.
I once had
I have a case on himself.
Probably, yes.
In case he turns himself evil.
I once had a quite long and involved discussion about whether, just based on the movies, if you don't count the comic books at all, if you just count the movies, who would win between V for Vendetta and Batman from the Batman movies? And it was kind of pretty much the unanimous decision was that V would win if you just counted the movies. But if you included the comic books, Batman would win without a doubt. So obviously, the comic books have a lot more in them than what's shown in the movies.
Oh, yeah,
which I can kind of understand because
the
comic
years on end.
Yeah, exactly. The comics have been going forever. So
I don't know though. If we're talking like The Dark Knight, I'd still say my money's on Batman because you know he's got a tank. Okay.
He's got a fucking everything.
No,
he's
got he hasn't got a tank.
Bat ladder and
up,
bat helicopter.
Well,
yeah,
spoilers for the movie that everybody's seen.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, on the other hand, V for Vendetta takes about 7 or 8 clipfuls of bullets and doesn't die.
That's true.
That's true, yes.
He does
well,
that
we,
somehow.
We found out Batman's weakness is also dogs, so... Oh, God. Oh, we have to link in the liner notes when Batman meets Superman, the College Humor video.
Because oh,
that
yeah,
is
that's
absolutely
awesome.
Hilarious. Yes. But yeah, so what else can we talk about? Oh, have you played Marvel vs. Capcom at all? Like the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah, see, that's a good game because it includes Okami Amaterasu.
Yes,
I've only played.
And that means I don't have to play one of your shitty, you know, Mary Sue's.
I've only played the one we played at PAX.
Which was that one?
Yeah, that was 3. The newest one, wasn't it? Is it 3?
That was MVC 3, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, by listening to myself, it's becoming steadily more apparent that I hate everything.
Yes, you are a permanent cynic.
Apart from anything else, implying Amaterasu is not Mary Sue of someone. Someone wants to be some wolf goddess.
She's the Mary Sue of a Japanese sun goddess?
She's the Mary Sue of Mary Sue.
She's the Mary Sue of someone who wants to be a Japanese sun goddess. That's what a Mary Sue is. Wish fulfillment.
Yes.
Yeah, but, like, she is a wolf with white fur, red tattoos, with this annoying green bouncing thing, who can come back to life all the time and carries a massive fucking sword.
Yes,
exactly.
And she will wreck your shit up.
And she can bring the landscape back to life, make things so grow.
Power is really sexy. So,
yeah, that's right. Six is attractive.
Don't you like that now? Don't you like that? You know, females having a lot of power.
Oh, shut up! And this podcast just went to misogyny. So did any of you actually see the Thor movie?
I did.
I think you did, right?
No.
Okay.
I saw it on the plane when I was coming to you.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Yeah, the Thor movie was a good one, I thought, because it was really... I wasn't expecting anything out of it, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Like, just like that scene where he's in a pet shop and trying to get a horse. It's like, can you find me one of these big enough to ride on? And for those of you who haven't seen it, he's saying this while pointing at, like, a tiny gecko or something like this.
So, something that if it was big enough would look badass.
Yeah. And he becomes addicted to coffee.
Yeah.
While he's on Earth.
I will tell you,
I really want a drink.
I'll tell you the one thing I do, the one thing I know about Thor, and judge me on this if you will. The one thing I know about Thor is that it spawned a lot of Rule 34.
Really?
Yeah. And most of it yelly.
Wow. I did not know that. I have not seen any.
So is this, you know, three guys, one house?
Alright, okay, now is the time to play my goodbye clean rating sound effect.
Yes, definitely.
I love it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes. What else can we talk about that's Marvel related? Six, you're probably not going to, but Braggles, you're going to see it next week. Niall, are you actually going to see the Avengers movie? Will you go see the Avengers movie?
If I can gather a posse together to go see it, I shall. How likely that is on the other. You live in England. if you fancy coming up to Scotland just to see a movie,
well, just hire me a taxi, you know, just
a taxi from
a 400,
a taxi for 500 miles
from South England to Northern Scotland.
Would that work out to like easy. A 350-pound taxi ride? I don't know. What does that work out to in real money?
I don't know.
In real money.
About $1 billion because your economy is shit.
That works out into like 600 gold. That's real.
600 gold? Yeah, that's right. There you go. That's actually what we use here in Canada. We just use gold. My pocket is full of gold coins. I have to wear like a super tight belt to keep my pants from falling down whenever I go to buy a Slurpee.
Slurpees.
So, hold on. Are we talking? Is this like, you know, Final Fantasy VII gold where it costs like 20,000 gold to buy a person?
Yes, actually, when I need money, I just have to go to the park across the street, find, you know, like a cute little rabid bunny, punch it, and then money pops out. You know,
it's like a bunny.
Canada
it's like
is amazing.
Gold over there is a pretty it's pretty common. Gold is over there.
Oh yeah,
like you're kind of
absolutely
using, like if it's getting a little chilly inside, you use gold as a draft excluder.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, here, I've got an idea for you, Reno. Here, I'll send you a bunch of rabbits if you send me a bunch of gold.
Well, those are British rabbits, though. The money won't pop out if I punch a British rabbit. It has to be Canadian rabbit.
Oh, but you know, Doctor Who will bump up out.
Oh, okay. That means J.K. Rowling will be Doctor. It'll be a time traveling bunny. Note to our listeners: no actual rabbits were harmed in the making of this episode.
What the hell are we talking about?
Or in the making of Reno's vast gold fortress.
Yes, yes. I actually have a fortress on a hill that's all made out of solid gold.
So we're talking about Minecraft?
Yes.
Minecraft?
Yes. It's built on the corpses of rabbit Final Fantasy bunnies. It's like Settlers of Catan. You trade sheep for brick or wood. In this, you trade bunnies for gold.
Oh dear.
So today we have established that Thor is a pervert and Canada is Minecraft.
And I'm a misogynist.
Yes.
Did you just say Thor?
This is what we've.
Yes, he did just say Thor. I'm not sure why.
He's in a slash movie.
Oh, I see. Yes.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Feeling
here.
Rather ground type today, Sixie. Yes, we haven't played Pokédex in a long time.
No, we need to do that.
But anyways, back to Marvel. Let's just segue right back into it, guys. Yeah, I can see we're so interested in this topic. did you guys know that there's a new? Yeah.
I think the most interesting thing that's ever come out of comic books is.
Wait for it.
Sorry, is it Lindsay Lohan?
That is the correct
Lindsay
answer.
Lindsay Lohan's. No, is it Lindsay Lohan? The one that Clark Kent is interested in.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, no, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Lois Lane. Oh my god.
I don't know who either of those people are.
How can you not know who Lois Lane is? Superman's girlfriend.
You get a silly sound effect for that, Six.
No, really, who is Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan is a Hollywood or pop star teeny bopper with drug problems.
Oh, close enough.
It's close enough, that'll do.
Look, right, I think there was an image of Lois.
So repeat after
Lindsay Lohan?
Repeat after me.
Yeah, Lindsay
Gay
Lohan.
Superman. Lois Lane.
Lois Lane.
That's Bizarro's boyfriend.
Lois.
Lois Lane.
Right. Yep.
So it's not Lindsay Lohan. Lois Lane. Right, I think there's this great image of Lois Lane slapping Superman. It's great. It's the best thing to ever come out of a comic book.
We got there eventually.
My story.
Yes.
To tell that story, we had more fun listening to you trying to figure out the name than the actual story.
Yeah. I forgot it again. Was it
Lois Lane?
Yeah. Lois Lane.
Write it down.
And
one day I'll remember.
Open a
this.
Notebook on your computer and type it down. Right now.
And that is a DC thing, not a Marvel thing, too. Oh. I think we've actually talked more about DC than we have about Marvel.
So, which do you prefer?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'm a you know, like a normal person. I generally have no idea what the distinction is.
You're a normal person.
Two different
right?
companies, basically. DC is like
Batman.
But they
both make the same comics, and they both make movies, so.
Yeah, but except DC doesn't have their own movie studio. Basically, Marvel is generally credited as being the one that made comics a bit more serious, because the original DCs were all kind of really campy and kind of silly. Then when Marvel came along,
Lex Luthor stole 40k. 40 of them. And that
I know, right?
Terrible.
And then Superman just comes through and. Yes.
Oh, snap.
Well, that's the funny thing about Superman. Like, at first he could just basically fly and had super strength and X-ray vision, mm-hmm. right? But then it just got so ridiculous. He had so many powers. He was just invincible.
Major
it's like,
flanderization.
Well, he can only be beaten by kryptonite. Oh no! What terrible kryptonite device will the bad guys come up with this time?
I
want to
know
Superman.
How so much kryptonite got to Earth. I mean, that planet exploded. Surely, not all of it went straight towards Earth.
Yeah, they've somehow. There's actually a kryptonite factory that someone made.
I am a physicist. Yes, I can tell you that a star can actually only produce elements up to the atomic weight of
it's
iron.
It's not a star. It's a planet.
It's not a star. It's a planet.
that a star in general can only produce elements up to the atomic weight of iron.
Yes.
Every other heavy element, including uranium, plutonium, and lots of things that you as a human person are made out of, comes from the remnants of an exploding star. An exploding star.
So which, we should. What you're saying
exploding
is.
Exploding. Yeah.
What you're saying is we should now start a new comic book series, Six the Amazing Physicist, and you have to save the day every time by solving physics problems. It'll be kind of like that show Numbers, except it'll be you writing physics
so
problems
like
on a board.
MacGyver featuring Carl Sagan.
Sure. I'll pretend I know who that is.
Oh, God damn you.
Who is that?
Which one do you not know? Hold on. Which one
Carl
do you
Sagan
not know?
I know MacGyver.
You don't know Carl Sagan?
On
dear no. Lord.
I might know him. Who is he? What does he do?
What is this world coming to? He's a scientist. He's very into teaching the world about science and increasing the world's knowledge of the various
sciences.
So
science.
is he like Bill Nye the science guy?
He's a very good guy.
Is he Bill Nye the science guy?
He's like a more intelligent version of Bill Nye the science guy.
Okay. So I know Bill Nye the science guy.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
I'm just being reminded, just to tell everyone, it's now my birthday.
Woo!
Do you have a sound on your soundboard for that?
wait, hang on, I might. Let me see what I got here. This will do it.
Sure.
Will it?
Sure.
There we go, that's the best I got, I'm sorry. I can give you a horse, hang on. Do you want a horse?
Sure, I'll have a horse.
There we go. That's now
Harry the Happy Birthday Horse. That's Harry the Happy Birthday Horse. That is your present from us to you.
Sweet.
Right, you savor it.
Harry, yeah. I'm not going to say that.
We should probably. Okay, yes. We should probably put that Weird Al Happy Birthday to You song underneath this segment.
No, I'm sorry. Whose birthday is it?
Mine.
It's our righteous.
It's 20 minutes ago my birthday.
No.
Although
way.
it's not technically my birthday for another 5.5 hours. So I was born at 6:30 in the morning.
Hold on, it's your birthday, not your birth minute.
Yeah.
God.
Right.
Do you want to tell us how old you are on the podcast, Raichu?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday to you.
This is a very special moment.
Happy birthday, dear Raichu.
I'm a train!
Happy birthday to you!
Yay!
Blow out your candles. I'm on fire, so blow me up.
Oh, right then.
I'm over here.
Oh dear.
What's wrong? You're not going to blow out your candle? I'll come
there
and
we go.
Blow out your candle.
Yay.
Look at that, we have a live studio audience now.
Oh god, canned laughter. Damn laughter incoming.
Rim shot. Do you have a rim shot?
Not yet, unfortunately.
God damn it.
The soundboard is still building.
We have a live studio audience watching a Raichu blowing sand lava. Oh wait,
oh.
Blowing out a sand lava, sorry.
Oh, wow.
That's the same thing. So you remember that time we were talking about lava?
Yeah. To bring it back to the point, well, not even to bring it back to the point, but to bring it slightly back towards the point, I can, in fact, inform you about one. I did enjoy one superhero movie in my entire life, and that is Hancock.
Hancock was awesome. Will Smith as Hancock,
like,
yes.
Not even
that is one of the
not,
greatest superhero
like,
movies
not even
ever.
The comedy. I just thought that it was a. I thought the idea behind it was great, that these people were superhuman until they were near enough to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only person that was the only thing that could make you vulnerable was the person that you truly loved. I think that was the story. Maybe it was just being
yeah,
weird.
There's
something poetic
but...
about that.
What I love most about Hancock was the naming of it.
Oh dear.
Six.
Yep.
I'm amazing.
So, let's list the things we've said so far.
Let's not. Okay. Yeah. Does anyone... we're pretty much winding down here, I think, anyways. Does anyone else have anything they want to add about Marvel?
I don't think anyone knows enough about Marvel.
Okay.
No, sorry. What is the distinction between Marvel and DC beyond arbitrariness?
Well, they're two completely different comic book companies. They are basically
That's
competitors.
That's not enough to call them different.
They're competitors.
That's not enough to call them different.
It's the difference between Coke and Pepsi.
How do you...
Yeah, basically.
Or
so, all in all, today we've discovered that Marvel and DC is a consumerist entitlement theory. All about just making people think they have a choice when all the same they're just listening to the same superhero stories.
Well,
it's
yeah,
just like real-time strategy games.
Kinda. No.
Yeah, but at least real-time strategy games are entertaining. yes they are.
So, anyone want to play StarCraft with this? No, I'm being serious.
Possibly,
I will.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure.
Sure.
I won't.
No.
60 will because it's your birthday.
Doesn't matter, you're not invited, Six.
He will buy, download, and install StarCraft and play it for you on your birthday.
Yay!
Yeah.
Alright, question of the week, this week. Let's go with, if you had a superpower, what would it be? That's going to our listeners as well, so answer on Twitter at 1337FOURpodcast. Or on our blog at 1337-FOUR.blogspot.com, or are on any of our profiles. So yeah, if you had a superpower, what would it be? Who wants to go first? Let's just kind of keep this.
I would have the superpower to make people get the fuck out of the way when they're walking towards me on the sidewalk.
Well, that's actually a pretty easy one to have. It's you actually get it in Assassin's Creed. It's called the push people aside button.
Well, it's called my leather jacket and my dog tags. Get out of my way.
It's called,
stop looking at your phone.
No, it's called the back of my hand, motherfucker.
Just kind of keeping it in the context of like actual comic book powers, so not like, you know, just like a magical all-encompassing ability kind of thing. If I were to pick one, I think it would be
Does that
really...
mean that I can't make people get the fuck out of my way?
Well, sure, but I don't know if that counts as a superpower, does it?
You could have a superpower that lets you get people out of your way, like strength or something.
Yeah, or maybe like super pheromones, I don't know.
You know, that was... You know.
I have the power to have massive BO.
I'm pretty sure that one of my classmates from high school had definitely had that superpower.
Hmm.
Oh god!
I can set fire to the gas coming from my armpits.
That is a superpower worth having right there.
Yeah. Well, as for me, I think my super. I mean, it's very tempting to say invisibility just so you can go around in.
Watch
people. Yeah, exactly. But I think that it's got to be a toss-up for me between psychic powers, just generally psychic abilities, because I do love a bit of psychic power.
Yes, I do as well.
Probably one of my favorites. And the other is the superpower to be able to turn into any animal I wish, mostly for the ability to turn into a dog and lick my own balls. But
there's so many possibilities there that can be explored.
Indeed.
For me personally, I think it would be really awesome. Psychic powers would be really cool to have, just because like you have a wide variety of things you can do. Telekinesis, I guess, is what you're kind of thinking of, right?
I'm thinking of telekinesis, telepathy. Anything that's involved with the psychic realm, really.
Okay.
Hypnosis.
Yeah.
Hypnosis works too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just mind control is slightly different.
Mind control, yes. For me personally, I think it would be really cool to have the ability to teleport.
Definitely.
Would never need any kind of transportation. You could just be anywhere you want to be like, hey guys, what's up? Hang on, I just gotta pop home to Canada for a few minutes. I'll be right back.
take note, people who want to start Aperture Science. The very first thing you want to be getting started on is that damn portal gun.
Yeah.
That's right.
You'll give them out for free. Or else. Shit's gonna go down.
We will rise up.
Oh man, I just started playing Portal 2 again, after I figured out how to make the game stop crashing, and I just got to that part where You have GLaDOS as a potato battery, and she's insulting Wheatley.
Spoilers.
Wheatley's, and Wheatley is, oh yeah, I mean, if they haven't played Portal 2 by now,
something,
I think the embargo is gone
wrong
on spoilers. Yeah, exactly. GLaDOS, or Wheatley is sending you through test chambers, and he's starting to insult you, like GLaDOS, but he's mostly
yeah.
failing at it.
He starts calling you
so
fat
awesome.
And stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest thing is...
Fatty, no parents, fatty! You moron, she's not fat.
Yeah, that's the greatest bit, the bit where GLaDOS sticks up for you. You're like...
Exactly.
I don't hate you anymore.
But no, the best part is when she's like, for the record, you are adopted, and that's terrible, but just work with me here. you gotta love GLaDOS.
my favorite one is when you're going through a certain test chamber. This is when GLaDOS is still in control, and you're going through this one test chamber, and she's like, let's call up your parents now. And it goes to a dial tone, and it's just like, the parents you're trying to reach do not love you.
Yeah, exactly.
Try again. And she's like, oh, that's
yes.
sad. But
oh, that's sad. Yes.
We could do an entire cast on Portal, I swear.
Oh, we totally could do a Portal cast, you know.
Okay.
or just a Valve
anyway.
Cast.
Yeah, Valve in
yeah,
general.
Let's kinda, let's,
okay, right.
Let's kind of worms let's... that Valve cast.
Would probably be better than a Marvel cast. Oh, wait.
What?
Yeah, you could talk about TF2, couldn't you, 16? You could stop batting on RTSs for a little while. Anyway.
No, well,
yeah,
I don't actually play TF2 because it's terrible.
You played it with me before, so I can...
That's
right
away. Because
that's
of you, not TF2. I think you're amazing.
Aww.
Aww.
He's so sweet to me when he wants
Good
to
love.
Be.
And a dick.
All right, Broggles, what about you? What's your answer for question of the week?
Well, being very unoriginal, I'd probably go with either teleport or nail psychic, pretty much.
No, you can't, Haz!
That's my superpower, damn it.
It's okay, it's his birthday, he can have whatever he wants.
Exactly.
Or just the power of Thor, because lightning.
Yes. Whoever holds Wouldn't this hammer Zeus? Shall possess the power of Thor.
Well, yeah.
Thor's hammer I'm apparently sorry. Has lightning powers, even though he's
I'm sorry, Thor was
the
god of
technically
war
the god
or something.
Of thunder.
No,
nope,
Ares
technically
is
the god of thunder.
I don't even know. There's like Roman or Greek gods.
Ares is
yes.
Ares is Greek, not Viking.
Ares is Greek, Thor is Norse.
I thought Thor was the Viking god of war.
He's the
Viking god of thunder.
He might have some ties to the god to war.
I thought Odin was king of the god and war and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's the king of the gods as well. Yeah.
Oh well, that's fair enough.
All the Norse gods are basically like warrior gods, though.
Yeah,
yeah pretty much.
They all wanted a peace. So let's be.
And let's be honest. Like the Vikings basically existed to get drunk and raid other countries.
Yes.
Have you guys ever noticed that putting the word and pillage after any crime somehow makes it less violent? Like rape and pillage. Rape is a horrible,
Rake.
Horrible. No, rape. Rape and pillage.
Yeah, I know.
Rape is a horrible, horrible crime. But somehow, when you put "and pillage" after it, it doesn't seem so bad. All of a sudden, it
but
seems
what about
quite a jovial, fun thing to do.
What about if it's something like loitering and pillaging?
Loitering.
Or, you know, double parking and pillaging. Could you get arrested for that?
Tax fraud and pillaging.
Yeah. Embezzlement and pillaging. A funny note about Thor. Have any of you guys ever read Douglas Adams?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Well, I've got to stop you right there. Isn't embezzlement and pillaging like the same thing?
No. One's white collar, one's blue collar. That's the difference.
Fair enough. Okay.
But have you ever read the Douglas Adams Dirk Gently series?
Douglas Adams did anything apart from Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yes. Okay, but actually, no, Thor appears in Hitchhiker's Guide too. I think he's in book 3 or 4. Where that?
Well, he's at the party.
He's at the flying party.
The self-sustaining party.
Yes, the flying party, which is one of the most amazing scenes in that entire series. But
true that.
Funny thing about Thor is it seems that every universal, like, contemporary mythos he's portrayed in, he's a total dick. This includes Hitchhiker's Guide.
This is like most gods though. Gods in general just tend to be kind of dickish. I mean, oh, if you don't worship me, you're gonna go for help to hell for eternity.
I'm a god, and I don't think I'm a dick.
You're the god of dicks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, but Thor's character in that series is absolutely hilarious, and I just wanted to plug that real quick. All right, Sixie, do you have another superpower, or are you going with the
I'd have the superpower to, like, I'd have Aquaman's superpower.
The what? Sorry.
Aquaman's.
So you can talk to fish.
And dolphins, yes.
And dolphins. And dolphins. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
We know why he's doing that.
That's quite.
Yes.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to ride a dolphin doing flips and shit?
Yeah.
You know, ride a dolphin.
Everybody.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, everyone loves dolphins, right? And speaking as having actually touched a dolphin before.
Sorry, say that again.
Dolphins are amazing. Okay. Gotta say, we all love dolphins. Right? Like that one.
That one's just adorable.
Yes. Alright guys, you have anything you want to plug?
No, I just want to ask why you have a dolphin in your bedroom. Making that noise.
Obvious reasons.
It's staying with me for the weekend.
That's fair enough. Yep. There's nothing, you know, strange
about that. You dirty stop out whore. How many dolphins have you had in that bedroom?
We're gonna play Scrabble and stuff, you know, have a good time. Because dolphins like to play Scrabble in their spare time.
Dolphins are smart.
They like to play strips. They like to play strip Scrabble.
Well, here's a hint about Scrabble. You know, the letter X is worth like a lot of points. So if you find the letter X, you can get that a lot on the triple letter score. You
right.
know,
yep.
With the word sex, with the dolphin.
Where
the dolphin plays the word sex.
Interesting thing about dolphins too is it turns out that they're really big fans of real time strategy games.
Oh.
Alright guys, goodbye internet. This has been episode 6 of Elite 4. We hope you enjoyed it.
Probably the most disjointed episode of them all.
Yes, discombobulated.
Because I found out that dolphins play RTS games. That makes them as bad as Nile.
Oh,
aww.
Till next time guys.
Bye internet.
Bye bye.